This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ McCurdy is a high school science teacher in Rhode Island, and he's also a private pilot. He's planning to fly a biofuel-powered Cessna 182 from coast to coast to help teach kids about technology and help get them excited about learning. Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Okay, Russ, thanks for talking to us today. And to start out, why don't you just tell us what it is exactly that you're planning to do?
What we want to do is demonstrate the new aviation biofuels and aviation diesel engines by flying a cross-country trip from Rhode Island to California. And this will be using an SMA aviation diesel engine and an aviation biofuel of UOP's renewable biofuel mixed in a 50-50 blend with regular Jet A.
Okay, and so this is not even really new technology, right? This airplane and this engine have been around for a while.
Yeah, the aviation diesel engines are not new technology. I would still consider it emerging technology. These are fully FAA-approved. The SMA engine has been flying for a few years now in the Paramus Flying Club airplane. So this technology is getting more and more established, and it's excellent technology. And the potential for aviation diesels is huge.
Okay, so the purpose of your flight really then is to kind of raise awareness, and also is there an educational component?
There's an educational component in all the projects that I've done, and I try to bring like science education, the whole STEM education, into doing real-world projects and getting students and myself excited about the projects. So what I'm hoping to do is, it all depends exactly when we do the project. It could be towards the end of August. Maybe it'll be in September. Still have to narrow that down. But we're hoping to have a GPS tracker on the flight so students will be able to follow the flight. And there's so many aspects of learning that go into a project like this, ranging everywhere from science and math, technology, all the way to geography, business, working on getting sponsorships, logistics, the expenses, the budget, and all that. So there's a lot of learning that goes on with these types of projects.
So you have students involved in this upfront planning end as well, right?
Yes, I've had students helping me with various things, researching the biofuels, researching companies, different types of diesel engines that are out there, looking into different routes that would be best, things like that. So students have been a big part of this project, just like they've been involved with the other projects like the fuel cell Model T and the fuel cell powered rock and roll band, and of course the Coast to Coast biodiesel pickup project, which was just awesome.
Okay, and can you tell us a little more about that? When did you do the coast-to-coast biofuel pickup thing?
That was back in the summer of 2008, and three students and I wanted to demonstrate the potential for biodiesel, and we did that with a drive from Rhode Island out to California with a 1997 GMC K3500 turbo diesel. This was a regular diesel pickup truck. It was a New York City work truck that was generously donated by Con Edison Solutions. And we made it look a little bit flashier, put three auxiliary tanks in the back that held a total of 250 gallons of biodiesel plus the stock 30-gallon tank. We filled them all up, and the four of us made it out to Malibu, California, without refueling along the way. We had about 40 gallons to spare.
Okay, that's pretty amazing. And so for this flight coming up, is the fundraising kind of a challenge? How are you dealing with that?
This flying project has a whole new aspect to it. With my previous projects, all I had to do was just raise the money, get it together, get a few things checked off, and then make the project happen. With this one, I'm working with the FAA. Because I'm only a private pilot and not a commercial pilot, private pilots are not allowed to fly for compensation or higher. And basically, if you fly somewhere, you can split the cost with somebody who's flying with you, but you can't get sponsorships and things like that. Because of the nature of this project, I filed a petition for exemption with the FAA to get a waiver to be able to get sponsors and support for this project to raise the funds to achieve the flight.
And is that working out, or is that turning out to be kind of a morass?
I think it's working out. I've heard back from the FAA a couple of times with a request for information. I think they're busy working on this now. And the FAA has been a huge help with this project all along. Going back a few years ago, FAA fuel specialist Mark Rumazin, he's been a big help in giving the advice on the biofuels and that sort of stuff. The FAA has been a big help in giving me there's a lot to, looking at this very simply, the fuel is ASTM approved to use the biofuel blend up to 50%. It's going in an FAA certificated engine and an FAA certificated airplane. So basically you put the fuel in the plane and you fly it. That's a simple part of it. It's actually a little bit more challenging than that, just the aspect of raising the money for it. Getting the aviation biofuel, you can't just pull up to a pump and say, hey, give me some biofuel. So we've been very fortunate that UOP is going to be supporting the project with their fuel. And so we'll be getting our aviation biofuel from UOP. That stands for Universal Oil Products. That's a company that's been around for probably 90 years.
Oh, okay.
It's a division of Honeywell. And so they make aviation biofuel that's typically made from plants such as camelina plants that they grow out in Montana.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, that was going to be my next question. What exactly sort of biofuel are you using? But you've pretty well decided on that already then.
Yeah, that was one of the big things. The two biggest things of the project, or maybe there's three, is first getting a source for the fuel. So UOP is helping us out with that. Then finding a suitable airplane. And by becoming a member of Paramus Flying Club, that's got that one taken care of. And let me tell you a little bit about Paramus Flying Club. It's a flying club out of New Jersey. They're based in Caldwell and Linden, New Jersey, that serves New Jersey and the Manhattan area. So they're just right outside of New York City. And they've got four airplanes. The club's been in operation for decades. So they've got two Cessna 172s and two 182s, and one of their Cessna 182s has the SMA diesel engine. And so these guys are a great bunch of guys, really passionate about flying, and they're enthusiastic about the project. And so we'll be making the flight together, myself and some of the guys from Paramus Flying Club.
Okay, Ross, thanks a lot, and good luck on your project. And Ross will be at Oshkosh all this week with the guys from Paramus Flying Club. And he's also got a website up and running. It's at bioplane.us. That's bioplane.us. So there'll be information there about this project as he continues to get all the details put together. This is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.